bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. It's Monday, and it's great to be here. I was gone all weekend long. And guess what I did this weekend? You ready? Nothing. I did absolutely, positively nothing. And it was great. And it was great. It was one of the few weekends I actually sat here and did absolutely nothing. I did a lot of reading. I finished the Ian Smith book, so I was able to do that and finally finished it. It was called Eagle Rock. He was here a couple months ago to promote his new book, Eagle Rock. It's pretty good. Pretty good. Now I'm reading another book by another local author who's a lawyer who wrote a fiction book, and now he's trying to get it made into a streaming series. So we'll see. And when he does it, I'll have him on the show too. It's a white guy, but they're from Milwaukee, so what can I say? Also, we're working on some book things. We're working on some book ideas, and we're trying to cajole a few local partners into maybe doing a Saturday book club or something like that. I think that would be pretty cool, a Saturday book club to, talk about all kind of books, black books, all sorts of things. So I think that would be pretty cool. It's just me, but I think it would be pretty cool. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me see if I can. So Tory Lowe started an issue, and I want to see if I can, in Tory Lowe's words, tap into it and talk about some of the things that happened. So first of all, before I get started, I want to say happy birthday to my spouse, Carla Harris. Today is her birthday, so I want to say happy birthday to her. I don't know if she's listening. She probably isn't. She got other stuff she got to do. So maybe I should call her. You think I should call her? Say happy birthday? Huh? Should I? Hit me on the talking text line and just tell me. Should I call her and wish her happy birthday? Yep. On. Yep. Maybe I should. Maybe I should. Should I? Shouldn't I? I don't know. Do we got a phone potted down? Can you pot the phone down? Can you pot the phone down?
What do you mean pot it down?
Like the
volume?
Volume, yep. Turn it off. Okay.
I mean, it was already off.
Oh, okay. You could pot it up now. We'll see. Pitiful. How all circus busy? How? How? Let me give you this. Hang on. So, I'm going to make a phone call and see. And just kind of, you know, before I get all into my Dr. Ken's truth, I want to, because that way I can get brownie points. Maybe I'll get dinner. Boom, 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 boom. Still waiting. No answer? Okay.
Will you let the phone ring?
Now, it's supposed to be instantaneous pickup. Still waiting. And we're waiting. Wait, good. Hello, you're on the air. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Fine. I just called to tell you happy birthday from 101.7 The Truth and Truth Nation.
Thank you. You are
St. Patty's Day baby.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. So now all of Truth Nation knows. Happy birthday.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Brownie points. I got dinner for at least a week. 833-212-1017. So Tori was talking all this nonsense about men and women, and should women invite men and all that other stuff. So here's my question. Etiquette versus equality. Are men and women equal? Are men and women actually equal? And which one is more important? Does one override the other? Does it? Etiquette says one thing. The guy asks the girl out. But there's nothing to stop a woman from asking a man out. Women don't like rejection. I think most guys will let a woman off significantly easier than a woman lets a man off. And if you disagree, 833-212-1017. So here's my thing. Etiquette or equality? Women talk about they're equal. Women talk about everything straight, and they're feminists. Women can do anything men can do. Then women should be drafted. When they turn 18, they need to fill out their draft form, and if they don't do that and they don't have a voter registration card, they can't do stuff. That's what I would do if it's equal. Women need to be drafted into the military, be in combat, get blown up, shot up, everything just like men. Even when they didn't want to go in World War I, World War II, Korean conflict, Vietnam, Desert Storm, all that. Not because you were, well, I feel like I want to serve my country and I want to go into the military. I want to pay for school. No, you need to be drafted. You need to fill out and have to have a draft card just like men so that you can't even get financial aid. You can't even fill out your FAFSA because one of the questions they ask you is, if you're male, and you're 18, have you registered for the draft? Even though we don't have a draft, but we might have one under Trump. Are women equal? From business to relationships, are men and women equal? And does equality mean equality in everything? I say yes. But the problem is this. Women don't let men be equal to them. Women get to change their mind. Women get to not to wait for a door to be open and then holler at you for not opening the door. And then man holds the door open and holler at him when they hold the door open. Women get to choose everything. So we're not equal because women expect men to be in leadership when they decide men should be in leadership. I knew of a woman who said, if you didn't carry the baby, you don't have a say in anything she does with them at all. You can't have input. Can't talk about kiddo. Can't tell where they're going to school. Can't tell what they eat, how they get raised. Nothing. And I think that's ridiculous. I think that is absolutely ridiculous. And if I was single and I had children, there is absolutely no way a mother would get away with that. What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017 is number. It is the number. Anybody remember Sadie Hawkins? Sadie Hawkins. You remember Sadie Hawkins? No? You know what Sadie Hawkins is, DJ Brother Z?
Nope.
Sadie Hawkins, the concept originated from the American comic strip Lil Abner, created by Al Capp in 1937. In the storyline, Sadie Hawkins was a fictional character who was described as the ugliest girl in all them hills, whose father, desperate to get her married, declared a special day where unmarried women could chase bachelors and claim them as husbands. And over time, when I was growing up, it evolved into a Sadie Hawkins dance. Remember those? Which became popular in schools across the United States. And that's where events where gender roles in dating were reversed. Women and girls took the initiative by inviting men and boys as their dance. I don't know that I can hear what you're saying. What was it?
She said all her dances were whatever it's
called. That's because she went to DSHA. You had to invite boys every time you wanted to go out to a dance or have a
dance.
Those
are all girls' school?
Yeah. So these dances, often held in high schools and colleges, became a playful and socially acceptable way to promote gender role reversal. I say equality in courtship. Less common today, Sadie Hawkins dances remain a cultural reference for events where women take the lead in dating or social interactions. Is that something we need today? Or is it natural? Because I'm be honest with you. Unless a woman pays first, she ain't paying for my meal. Ever. Not happening. We equal? And I have to say, you ready? It's ego. It is straight ego. Or is it etiquette? I say whoever does the inviting out to the meal pays for the meal. If you want equality, you get equality. Or is it just nature that men lead and women follow? I know that just upset somebody and the world just turned upside down, but is it? 833-212-1017 is the number. Is it etiquette? Is it etiquette? Or is it the stamp of nature?
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Kennard. One of my favorite songs, O Fortuna. O Fortuna. So, 833-212-1017 is the number. Curly said, my mother talked about Sadie Hawkins' dance. I bet she had a ball at a Sadie Hawkins' dance. Yeah, she got to ask all the guys, hey, want to go out? And when you went to the dance, they get to ask you to dance. You can't ask them to dance. So think about that. You can't ask them to dance, but they ask you to dance. So there you go. That's on the chat. Yep, we had those dances when I was in school. Yep. Vanessa say happy birthday, Carla. So anyway. Talking text line, George, get your life. Like, that's the dumbest thing you've ever heard. It's 4 o'clock and you just now telling her happy birthday. You hear how you sound? I love it that no matter what I say, you try to find fault in it and then you put something dumb on the talking text line. It's 4 o'clock and you just... Hey, from now on, I ain't reading nothing George says. George can call. George can text. He's done. You're dead to me, George. You're dead. Telling your family. 833-212-1017 is the number. Yes. Interesting. So would you ask a guy out to date? I mean, would you? If you're a woman? Would you ask a guy, hey, want to go on a date? And what if he says no? You're going to get upset? I can't believe you told me no. He told me no. He said, absolutely not. No. Go off on you like you're going, why are you bothering me? You see me sitting here trying to have a drink, trying to mind my own business. You see I'm alone or I'm waiting on somebody. You can have a seat if you like. What if you buy him a drink and he, oh, thank you very much, drinks it, and then their date comes or their friends come? Then what? See, role reversal, I don't think women are ready for role reversal. You all have dehumanized men and called masculinity toxic to the point where when I hear that come out of a person's mouth, a woman or a guy, I stop talking to him. I'm like, bye. Because what you're telling me is don't be yourself, change who you are. But if a woman decides she wants to walk over you, that's okay. If she wants to be aggressive, that's okay. And for black women, it's a stereotype. The angry black woman. Black women are not angry. White women can go off. Black women can't go off. Somebody told me the other day, they said they listened and they were white. I think it was a white female. And they said, you know, sometimes you say things and I feel uncomfortable. I said, how you think I've been feeling for 60-some years? Got to watch what you say, watch what you do, watch where you go, watch what you wear. People get offended. So I have that hat that says black and bougie. And I said it the other day. God looks at me like, what are you wearing that for? My African-American museum looked at me like, what you wearing? I said, listen, the world don't revolve around white people. I know y'all think it do. I know you really think it does. And like everything that you do is correct and everything people don't. But that's just not the world. That's just not how the world works anymore. And I think that's the fear. I think many times white people are afraid they're going to lose something. I think now is the time, if you live in the city, stay in the city. Don't move to a suburb. But I understand why people say that people that move to a suburb, they also sell out. Well, I don't think it's selling out. But if you don't want me in your suburb, Osage County, if you don't want me in your suburb, but if you look at me sideways, I'm not coming. And I got friends that live in Grafton, friends that live in Cedarburg, friends that live in Port. I visited one time. I said, I'm done. No more. I'm tired of getting looked at like, what are you doing here? Or like I'm there to steal something. I'm just done. And then you hear the ridiculous, well, I'm afraid to go to Milwaukee County. Well, then stay in Ozaukee County. I'm afraid they might bite me or something. They might, oh my God, I'm terrified. Well, then leave. Don't come back. Or better yet, I just won't come and then you don't have to worry about it. And then that way there's never any issue. There's never any problem. And then people try to appease you. It's okay. I said, no. I'm not afraid to go. I'm just not going. And I love Ozaukee County. I got a lot of friends in Mequon. It's a great place. But at some point, just got to let it go. Someone let it go. 833-212-1017 is the number. So I listened while I was doing my show prep. And so today, cops were in schools. 25 school resource officers, they went to court. I watched the proceeding with Judge Borowski, Milwaukee County Circuit Court. And they squashed the order. And they got they got them there. And they're not going to do the $1,000 a day fine to the city, which I thought was really idiotic that you would fine the city. Wouldn't you fine MPS? And why isn't MPS paying for all of it? When we do something for you, you pay. They're a separate district from the city of Milwaukee. City of Milwaukee can't do jack with MPS. But if I'm sending your kids there, I would use the weight that I have, the 61,000 weights that I have called children, and get MPS to do something. I think it was atrocious that Judge Borowski made it 50-50, but MPS is the one that had the mandate and it was unfunded. Why we got to pay for it? Alexander Ayala, the president of Milwaukee Police Association, told WISN 12 News on the 15th that 25 officers and 7 supervisors will oversee several schools. Each will respond as necessary. They completed the 40-hour training on Friday, and Mayor Cavalier Johnson said on Saturday, "I am happy we've been able to work on a similar accord the last week in order to make this happen. I think we'll be in good shape for come time for implementation." Well, that's 2 days later. So, man. We'll see how it goes. It's only 25 cops for a bazillion schools, right? Most of the schools don't have any issues at all, and some do. Vanessa said, "It's not selling out moving to the suburbs. People can live anywhere they choose." You missed my point, Vanessa. You missed my point. I'm saying that when you go to a suburb and they act like they don't want you, why go? Why go? Why visit? Why spend your money there? Let's start building some things in Milwaukee where we can go. Oh, that's right. Walmart won't come to Milwaukee. Target won't come to Milwaukee. Menards won't come. Do we have any? No. Yeah, see. Right. And I might be wrong about that. And so I say, the heck with them. What you should have been doing is locking people up who were stealing out of Walmart on the east side. But we had a very limp-wristed district attorney who's now gone, who wouldn't do his job. As if he was doing the black community a favor. If white people are stealing, arrest them. If black people, it doesn't matter. Bottom line, you commit a crime, you get arrested. If you need a trial, you have a trial. So, yeah. Oh, well. Another happy birthday. So. But that's what it comes down to. It comes down to really, really, really understanding. So we got cops back in the schools. Speaking of schools, when we come back, it's some stuff going on that's just weird in schools in the last, like, month. Men, women. And it ain't in Milwaukee.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Hey, Truth Nation, 4th Annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. till 12 noon. And we want you to be there. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com. That's truthcommunitycleanup, all one word, .com. Sign up to volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers for the last cleanup site will get a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Now, register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com. Let's help beautify our city. Let's do it together. Tory Lowe Cleanup is on Saturday, April 12th, 8 a.m. to 12 noon, presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE and sponsored by Cousin Subs, Reyes, Coca-Cola, Landmark Credit Union, and Race and Waste Management. So that'd be pretty cool. 833-212-1017 is the number. Oh, hang on a second. So, all right. And there's another reason I don't visit Racine County. Racine County Sheriff's Office arrested a man and a woman following an investigation into a registered sex offender allegedly violating his status by doing what? Filming children at school in Racine. According to the Racine County Sheriff's Office, the ICAC, or Internet Crimes Against Children Division, began investigating Paul Shelton, 43, on March 7th after he was reportedly seen filming children at a local grade school. Authorities determined Shelton was on school grounds without permission, violating the terms of his sex offender status. He was also found to be in violation of his bond related to a previous court case involving child neglect and truancy. And on March 13th, law enforcement executed a warrant at Sheldon's house where he and his quote-unquote significant other, Dana R. Cozella, K-O-Z-E-L-U-H, 43, were taken into custody. Cozella, arrested for bail jumping related to the same previous court case, and Child Protective Services assisted in placing the couple's children into care. Shelton faces charges of failing to update his sex offender information, photographing a minor without consent, failing to notify the school of his sex offender status, and 3 counts of misdemeanor bail jumping. Cozella is being charged with misdemeanor bail jumping. Both were transported to Racine County Jail. Charges have been submitted to the Racine County District Attorney's Office. We will only see what happens. They got cops at their school? Sound like they need cops at their school. Because that's. Now, L. Dawson, when you say, no, I wouldn't, what do you mean, no, I wouldn't? No, you wouldn't move? No, you wouldn't. Like, I look at myself on YouTube sometime, and I'm just slouching. I got to sit up. Act like I got some sense. But, yeah, it's what do we do with sex offenders? What do we do with sex offenders? Interesting. And we just think, you know, sex offender, big deal. Like, I make it a point not to look at that list when you find out where all the sex offenders live. Because you'd be like, whoop, what? Yep. When you start seeing it, you start to wonder what is going on. What is going on? I don't understand. That I don't understand. I mean, I understand, but I don't understand. Like, I can't understand Anyway, it's just not, it's like a rabbit hole. You can't go down the rabbit hole because once you go down, you'll never come back. You'll never come back. 833-212-1017 is the number. So, ladies, are you equal? Yes or no? And if you are, equal in what? Intellect? Yes. Body strength? No. Height? Maybe. No. On average? No. Strength? No. I don't know. Ability to make money? There are significant gaps between men and women. I think sometimes people try to make those gaps purposeful, when in fact they're driven by culture. They're driven by I don't know. They're driven by need. There are some instinctive things in men and women that, all things being equal, regardless of who you are or what your preference is or whatever, there's some feminine things about women that just don't go away. There's some things that drive women to do certain things, like kill for their kids. But I don't know if women would kill for, would you kill for your husband? I don't know. And I can't fathom that because I'm not a woman. As a man, would you die for your spouse? Would you die for your family? I can't think of a man, unless he's just a straight punk, I can't think of a man, regardless of size, not jumping in and getting into a scrap if somebody's coming after their family. I just can't. But I had a friend of mine who was a police officer in another town, fairly big city, and she was the cop and husband wasn't. So when stuff jumped off, boop, she turned into cop mode. And the husband's now mad at her because he's saying, I can handle this. It's her training to act like that, to check people. Hey, do this, do that, give orders. He felt some kind of way about that. Hey, you usurping my manhood. You making my man. You questioning my. Well, first of all, is it really your man? Are you bothered by someone else stepping up to do something that you should do? And it's like, and maybe I'm vain enough to realize that my manhood would not be in question if a woman stepped up and started running off at the mouth. And then the guy that's with him, oh, you gonna let her speak for you? Yep. But most men couldn't do that. Most men would be, you know, feel some kind of way. I believe they would actually feel some kind of way. I would have no problem for a woman stepping up for me to say, hey, leave him alone, or you don't know what you're talking about, or whatever. Now, if it gets physical, I got a problem with that. But then it just depends. 833-212-1017. What are your thoughts? I mean, do you support equality for men and women? Because I don't, honestly, I don't think I do. I honestly do not think that I support it. I think that there are some things women ought not be doing unless you absolutely have to and you live in a house by yourself, or you know, women are roommates and all. Then I guess you got to do it. Like taking out the trash. I think that's a guy's job, to take out the trash. It's nasty and it's stinky and it's funky, and you should not, women should not be taking out garbage. Oh, you're a traditionalist. No, I'm not a traditionalist. But I don't think women should be taking out the trash at home if there's a guy in the house. Women shouldn't be fixing windows and doors and all that. They shouldn't. They shouldn't be calling to get a new water heater, calling to get a new. I think it's men that need to step up and be men again. But I think we've lost that. I think we're raising a culture of boys that don't know how to be men. And there are too many examples for boys growing up without men in the house to be men. Because I know a lot of men that grew up without men in the house when they were a little boy and grew up to be a decent man. Like me, I grew up in a house where my father wasn't there. I think it can happen. I think it can happen. But I don't think men and women are equal. I think there's some things in life like men. And I'm not talking about carrying a baby. I'm not talking about physiological. I'm just talking about certain things in culture that they don't let women do and they don't let men do. Like, for instance, I don't know if it was race or whatever, but I was with a little boy. And the person is a friend of the family, and she's like a daughter. So she calls me dad, and her son calls me grandpa. Well, she happens to be a white female, and he's a little white male. Great hockey player, by the way. And I'm at the mall, and we're walking, and somebody called the police because he was crying because he wanted his mom, because mom was getting her hair done, and I was watching the kid. So somebody called the police and said, hey, there's this guy. I think he's holding this kid. And so, of course, they come in and I don't say anything because I'm just like, you know, whatever. And I didn't tell them at the time I was a police officer. I was a lieutenant. And so they asked him, well, who's that? He's like, that's my grandpa. No. Who's he really? He's like, my grandpa. Mom's getting her hair done, and that's my grandpa. I'm staying with him. But why are you crying? Because I wanted my mother. And I'm just standing there like, wow, do you look stupid. But we make what? We make certain assumptions about culture, about people. I have a question, but I think I'm going to ask it after the break. I'm afraid. I got to ask Z whether or not I should ask it because he's going to be like, wait, what? Okay. Let me see. Talking text line. Man up is disregarding feelings and thoughts to cater. Women don't. Let me see. Is Doof Goof a man or a woman? I can't tell. It's a woman? Oh, disregard. Okay. Disregard. Next. 833-212-1017 is the number. When we come back, I have a question about something interracial. And I don't know how it's going to be accepted. So I got to ask a couple people to see, hey, if I ask, would I get my, you know, would I get smacked or verbally smacked? 833-212-1017 is the number you're listening to. Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Makes me happy.
Pass the peas like you used to say. Pass the peas like you used to say. Pass the peas like you used to say. Pass the peas like you used to say.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I can't wait for it to get warm, number one. Number two, we got to have some meetups. We got to have some meetups to hang out and run off at the mouth and do all sorts of things. 833-212-1017 is the number. Steven, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
Hi, Dr. Ken. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. I couldn't help think of an instance that happened with me when you were talking about being with those two white children and the one boy was crying and somebody thought there was a problem. My 22-year-old son, he's black and he comes to the same gym I do, and I run across him every once in a while, and I went up to him and was explaining that he was doing a certain machine wrong, and you know, he said, "Okay, Dad, I understand," and I walked away. And somebody that worked at the gym thought that there was a problem and said, "Hey, was that guy giving you a hard time?" And he said, "No, that's my dad." And to this day, we just laugh about it. It's, you know, somebody just assumed the wrong thing.
And I think just it's really a reflection. I think it's a reflection of a person's, I don't know how to say it, shortcomings or expectations. That looks out of order. That looks wrong because I don't like that. So that must be wrong. And yeah, it's just kind of weird.
Yeah, it is. We talk about that to this day, and we both laugh about it.
So.
But anyway,
so when he was growing up, how did you handle that? How did you handle the looks and the people, you know, staring, stuff like that?
Actually, there was not much of that. We adopted. We had him when he was 5 months old as a foster child, and officially adopted him when he was a year, and he went to school in Whitefish Bay, and he was very much accepted. You know, he played baseball and football, and all the parents loved him. He's outgoing, and his friends, you know, are crazy about him, and there was really no problems.
And so, do you? Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, I was just quite happy about it. You know. And you know, talking about the gym again, we raised him in a very loving way, and you know, he'll see me at the gym, he'll come up to me, give me a big hug, "I love you, Dad," and that is the best feeling in the world.
So I have a question. What
yeah.
I don't know what the word drove or caused or, you know, empowered you to adopt a black kid.
Okay, well, my ex-wife and we get along very well, we said we just wanted to adopt someone from the county, you know. First of all, we didn't have the financial wherewithal to do a foreign adoption, neither did we want to do that. You know, charity starts at home.
Okay.
So we went through the county, and we got this beautiful boy, and the rest is history.
So did you choose him because he was black, or I don't know how to say it, in spite of being black, you just chose a kid?
He was the first one that we came across, and we loved him.
All right. Well, thank you, Stephen. I appreciate it, and thanks for your candor.
All right. You have a good day, Dr. Kent.
All right. You too. 833-212-1017 is the number. So I wonder how many black families adopt white babies. Are there enough white babies to actually be adopted? I don't know. That's an interesting show, adoption. I would think that I would have the temerity to do that. I would think that I would have the wherewithal, the being able to put up with drama from other people. I mean, I had to already. So, you know, it wasn't that different. But just putting up with other people's issues, you know? Been doing it for so long, you just kind of, it's just second nature. But thinking of interracial, I know I got about a minute. Have you ever seen an ugly interracial baby? I don't think I've ever seen an ugly interracial baby. And they grow up to be cute. But I think anybody can be cute. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, whatever. Everybody can be cute. But I've never seen an ugly baby. Now, I had a friend that was ugly. And he was probably ugly when he was a kid. Yeah, he was ugly when he was a kid, too. So, yeah. But then, you shouldn't call people ugly. I don't know. There are men that are more handsome than me, and there are men that are not more handsome than me. I get that. Somebody in the world's ugly. If I'm in a room full of male models, I'm the ugly guy. I get it. But I've never seen a baby that just wasn't gorgeous. Hey, y'all, top five at five up next.